summer weekends being spent on the lake. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Wendy Gillette. President Trump says a new head of the Bureau of Labor Statistics will be picked soon after firing the commissioner on Friday, claiming she faked job numbers.
We'll be announcing a new statistician sometime over the next 3-4 days. We had no confidence. I mean, the numbers were ridiculous, what she announced.
The president told Senate Republicans to head home for a month-long recess instead of hashing out a compromise with Democrats. Correspondent Willie James Inman reports on what irked him.
President Trump is blasting Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer after the Senate failed to approve several of his nominations. In a post on Truth Social, the president wrote, "Senator crying Chuck Schumer is demanding over $1 billion in order to approve a small number of our highly qualified nominees." On Saturday, the Senate did approve 10 of President Trump's nominees, including Jeanine Pirro, a former Fox News host who will now serve as the U.S. attorney for the District of Columbia.
Parts of the Northeast and Midwest are seeing hazy skies this weekend. CBS News correspondent Elise Preston explains why.
Smoke from Canadian wildfires is hovering over the Northeast and upper Midwest, with millions under air quality alerts.
Eyes burning, stuffy nose, and stuff like that.
The smoke is not stopping tens of thousands of music fans today in Chicago who are enjoying Lollapalooza.
Another fire in California has grown to tens of thousands of acres in the Los Padres National Forest near Santa Maria. CBS News Sacramento's Kayla Moeller.
The Gifford Fire continues to burn with little containment in Santa Barbara County.
This is a very rapidly fast-moving fire.
Sac Metro Fire says they're dealing with tough mountainous terrain with steep drop-offs and dry vegetation fueling the blaze.
Hamas has released videos of two Israeli hostages, sparking outrage in Israel. The BBC's Bernadette Kehoe.
Writing on X, the Israeli prime minister said that in a conversation with the Red Cross, he'd asked for immediate involvement to get essential supplies to the hostages. He said the world can't remain indifferent to the shocking images that are reminiscent of Nazi crimes. It follows the release of videos of two emaciated Israeli hostages, with one digging what he said was his own grave inside a tunnel.
Pope Leo presided over a closing mass at the Jubilee of Youth near Rome, Italy.
My young brothers and sisters, you are the sign that a different world is possible.
The Vatican says 1 million young people attended the event. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise. Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, partly cloudy, some smoke, a low around 58. For Monday, mostly sunny, 83. Smoke sticks around Monday night with a low of 58, and some smoke on Tuesday with highs in the mid-80s. Wednesday, mostly sunny and a high around 86.
Right now, it's 74.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand, when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You wanted to be cool, which led you to smoking, which led to a pack a day. Then you met that special someone, which led to starting a life with them, which led to wanting to live longer, which led to quitting. Then you heard you may be at risk for lung cancer, which led you to getting a low-dose CT scan. If you smoked, get scanned. Talk to your doctor and learn more at savedbythescan.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hello and welcome to Burn Before Listening on 97.5 1320 WFHR. My name is Laura and I am happy to be here with you on this Sunday evening. I hope y'all are well, and might I just say, this is kind of a dream, y'all. I hope you have as much fun as I do with this one, because this is a rock show, and I'm kicking it off, of course, with Blink-182, Rock Show.
Caught in the undertow, just caught in the undertow.
That was Bring Me to Life by Evanescence. And before that, you heard Numb by Linkin Park. Coming up, you're going to get Toxicity from System of a Down and then a spot break. Enjoy.
Eating seeds is a pastime activity. toxicity of our city, of our city. Yo! What are you on the wall? How are you on disorder? Disorder! Now, somewhere between the sacred silence and sleep. Somewhere between the sacred silence and sleep. Disorder! 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 Flashlight reveries caught in the headlights of a truck, eating seeds as a pastime activity. The toxicity of our city, of our city.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
That sound? It's your recycling at work. And you can thank a Wisconsin woman for making it happen. Millie Zantow saw a waste sorting system in Japan during a trip in the 1970s. She came home to Prairie du Sac in Sauk County inspired. Her research led to the triangle-numbered plastic recycling system we still use today. So can you guess what percent of all the plastics produced in the United States ends up being recycled? 75%? 25%? Or 5%? The answer coming up. Zantow also helped with Wisconsin's recycling laws, along with the opening of one of the first collection centers. But now, are you surprised to learn the answer is just 5% of plastics are recycled? It's according to the group Beyond Plastic. Yet Zantow always believed you don't have to be perfect. You just have to start. There's a smart slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hello and welcome back to Burn Before Listening on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR. My name is Laura and I am your host of this fabulous show. Let's get this part of the show kicked off with Face Down by Red Jumpsuit Apparatus. I'll be back in a little bit to let you know what you've been listening to.
Mirror, put yourself in-
until the day was gone, and I sat in regret of all the things I've done. For all that I've blessed and all that I've wronged, in dreams until my death, I will wander on. Yeah.
That was Seven Nation Army by the White Stripes, and before that you heard Like a Stone by Audio Slave. Coming up next, Kryptonite by Three Doors Down, and then an ad break. I'll be back in a little bit.
Engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise. Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers. Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, partly cloudy, some smoke, a low around 58. For Monday, mostly sunny, 83. Smoke sticks around Monday night with a low of 58, and some smoke on Tuesday with highs in the mid-80s. Wednesday, mostly sunny and a high around 86.
It's 67 right now.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Smokey the Bear.
Smokey. Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
Don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
Hello and welcome to the last segment of the show, Burn Before Listening, on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. I am your host, Laura, and the song we're going to play next is I Hate Everything About You by 3 Days Grace, and I know you're going to love it. I'll be back in a little bit to let you know what you've been listening to.
Don't
since I could hold my head up high. And it's been a while since I first saw you. And it's been a while since I can stand on my own two feet again. And it's been a while since I could call you. Consequences that are rendered. I stretched myself beyond my means. And it's been a while since I could say that I wasn't addicted. And it's been a while since I could say I loved myself as well. And it's been a while since I've gone and things up just like I always do. And it's been a while, but all that seems to disappear.
Something to hold when I lose my grip. Will I find something? just what I need. Another reason to bleed. One by one hidden up my sleeve.
One by one hidden up my sleeve.
Satisfies, but I'm getting close, closer to the prize at the end of the rope.
All night long, I dream of the day when it comes around and it's taken away. Leaves me with the feeling that I feel the most. Feel it come to life when I see your ghost. Then I'm done, done, on to the next one, done, done, and I'm on to the next one, done, done, and I'm on to the next one, done, done, and I'm on to the next one, done.
That was All My Life by the Foo Fighters, and before that, you heard It's Been a While by Staind. Coming up next is Coming Undone by Korn, and that just about does it for me. Thank you so much for taking this adventure and doing a rock show with me on Burn Before Listening on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. My name is Laura, and until next time, take care.
as Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
It's what you desire, don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com and remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Wendy Gillette. President Trump spoke this evening about a plan to bring more aid to Gaza.
We're putting up money to get the people fed, and Steve Witkoff is doing a great job, and we want Israel to get them fed. We're giving some pretty big contributions, basically to purchase food so the people can be fed.
Hamas released hostage videos that are drawing condemnation in Israel. Reporter Linda Gradstein from Jerusalem.
Two Hamas propaganda clips released over the past few days show two Israeli hostages of the 20 still believed to be alive, emaciated and weak. The International Committee of the Red Cross issued a statement that hostages must urgently receive the medical care and attention they require and repeated their call to be allowed access. Netanyahu said the videos show that Hamas does not want a ceasefire deal and that they strengthened his resolve to eliminate the terrorist group.
Hazy skies are settling over parts of the Midwest and Northeast because of smoke drifting across the border from wildfires in Canada. National Weather Service meteorologist Brian Hurley says expect the conditions to stick around.
It's going to be with us for a few days, even as it dissipates during the week at times. I think given the flow pattern and just given the fact you have those fires ongoing, I think we're going to run the risk of seeing some of these concentration of smoke come back even later during the week.
Fires are affecting other areas of the U.S. CBS News meteorologist Andrew Kozak.
We're also tracking the wildfires and the potential for more critical fire danger out west, including the Dragon Bravo fire there near the Grand Canyon. Unfortunately, with this fire, we are not seeing any chance of relief this week. We not only have very dry conditions, but even through at least Tuesday and Wednesday, those winds are going to be kicking up 25 to even up to 35 miles per hour.
A manhunt is on for 45-year-old Michael Brown, a veteran suspected of killing four people at a bar in Anaconda, Montana, Friday. Montana Television Network reporter Jessica Nelson.
The search is on the top of everyone's mind in this tight-knit community.
I heard a lot of the sirens and vehicles coming up Highway 1 here.
Randy Clark, who lives in the area, has almost 40 years of law enforcement experience in the state of Georgia.
I was a former Cobb County Police Department officer and came out to Anaconda for a little peace and quiet.
Even with all of Randy's experience working in law enforcement, he, like his neighbors, had a sleepless night not knowing Brown's whereabouts.
Brown is believed to be armed. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure like yourself? Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously. The best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association.